Right, could you tell me what your name is and why you're here today?
My name's Jason Parkinson. I'm a freelance video journalist, and I'm here at Chelmsford Crown Court fighting a production order.
Could you explain what a production order is and what that means?
The production order is being issued... the production order application is being requested by Essex Police to obtain all the footage that myself and... not just myself, but other news gatherers or news agencies did... covering the entire Del Farm eviction, which was the largest eviction of the of an Irish traveller community ever in the UK.
And why do you feel the need to resist this application?
Simply on the grounds of press freedom, and that it's the in the NUJ Code of Conduct, which is our basically our ethical conduct, our ethical code, that we don't hand over material in order for the police or the state to prosecute people, because the knock-on effect of that is if we're seen as operating as part of the police or part of the state, we will no longer be considered independent by the public, and that will lead on to us being unable to report from certain dangerous and sensitive situations, and that in itself will then actually start to have a knock-on effect to the press freedom of our country. And also, if we're having restrictions on press freedom due to such situations, that has a knock-on effect to the actual free democracy and the democratic running of this country, because we won't be able to report these or other events, or people will stop talking to us as well, which is another problem.
With regard to the journalistic material being used in prosecution, Prime Minister David Cameron said after the August disorder that it was the responsibility of media outlets to hand this over to the police. What would you say in response to that?
Again, I would say the simple grounds are we are not part of the state. We have to be independent. The fact that David Cameron has come out with such a statement like that just plays straight into his idea of the big society, that we're all responsible. The media plays its own responsibility out by reporting to the public and allowing the public to make its own decision on these situations, such as the riots or any other situation or anything else we're reporting on. Shall we wait for that big truck to go past? If we're unable to do that, I mean, also, but on in the context, if we're seen as part of the state, or we're actually starting to be controlled by the state, I've seen this happen in other countries, all of a sudden the press are unable to report on what the state is doing to the public, and therefore you actually start to get control of the press by the state, and that's not a situation we want to be going into.
I mean, you've reported dangerous and volatile situations across the world as a journalist. How, in the context of restrictions on press freedom in other countries, how do you feel this fits?
Well, I do see similarities. Obviously, we're not at the point in, certainly nowhere near the point in this country where we have police officers opening fire on peaceful protesters and killing people. But I do see similarities in the context of the police seizing material in order to prosecute those that it considers dissenters. And that is a similarity that I've seen going on since the initial snatch squads at the royal wedding, when people were being preemptively arrested or being arrested for strumming a guitar. It's not that dissimilar to the situation myself and my colleague experienced in Egypt, where we were beaten to the ground by the police and had our material seized because the Egyptian authorities didn't want the world to know what was going on.
Okay, thanks so much for answering the questions.